Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 7. The intrinsic divine revelation concerning the move of God with and among men in the Old Testament and concerning the move of God and man in the New Testament to accomplish God's heart's desire and to meet man's need before God. Monday, related verses, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Galatians 6, verse 15. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of heaven and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. I will also give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh and I will give you a heart of flesh. Colossians 3, verses 10 through 11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. For there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all in all. Ephesians 2, verse 15. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them. Revelation 21, verse 2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Suggested reading. God moved with men and among men in the Old Testament, but he never moved in man. It was not until the age of the New Testament that God came to move on this earth in man. His first step to move in the New Testament age was to enter into man. God took a definite step to enter into man, and this laid a foundation for his move in man throughout the New Testament. God entered into the womb of a human virgin and stayed there for 9 months to be born of that virgin. When the New Testament age came, God's entire way changed. He was in the Old Testament working all the time with men and among men, but outside of men. The New Testament is different from the Old Testament in the one fact that God entered into man. God was born of man. Matthew 1, verse 20 says that what was begotten in Mary was of the Holy Spirit. God was born in Mary. One day God came out of eternity with his divinity and entered into a human's virgin's womb to be born there. Beginning from his incarnation, God moved mainly in man. In the New Testament, whatever God did was mainly in man. The small preposition, in, may be considered as the greatest word in the New Testament. If you take this preposition away, the New Testament becomes empty. This is like taking the switch away from an electrical appliance. Without the switch, it will not work, because the electricity cannot flow into it. The phrase, in Christ, is repeated frequently in the New Testament. If we were not in Christ and Christ were not in us, there would be no Christian life or church life. God moved in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy with Moses. Then God moved in the books of Joshua, Judges, and Samuel. Then he moved to a certain extent with all the kings of Israel and the prophets. But that was not God's direct move to carry out his eternal economy for Christ and the church. God's move with men and among men was just the indirect move in his old creation for the preparation of his direct move in his new creation for his eternal economy. The this is why the church is not mentioned in the Old Testament. The church was a hidden mystery. God's eternal economy was never directly touched in the Old Testament. God's economy in the New Testament is absolutely unique. In the Old Testament, you cannot see God's move for his eternal economy directly. God did a lot indirectly to prepare for the day when he could come to do the direct work. God created man and wanted man to take him as life, that man might express him, be transformed into precious materials for his building, and be built up to be his counterpart to match him. God took a rib out of Adam and built it up into a woman to match Adam to be his counterpart. This is a type showing how God in Christ is the husband, needing a match, a counterpart. Therefore, in the fulfillment of this type, something came out of Christ, the divine life, to become the church, which is the bride to match Christ. After man became fallen, God promised the fallen man that Christ would come as the seed of woman to destroy the serpent, Satan, for man, and to redeem and justify man with the shed blood and the coats of the skins of the sacrifice, typifying Christ. These things are a part of God's relationship with us.